Peter Beattie is the game's boss. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Tony.
Did you stuff it up?
Yes, we did. Well, we tried to do it, Tony, and it's not complicated, I guess, but the consequences are pretty clear, as you said. What we tried to do was look after the athletes, because the worst thing you can do is have them standing outside a stadium for half an hour, when they've competed during the day, they're exhausted. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to treat athletes properly. So what we did was we brought them in as part of a pre-show, as you just said before. And the reason we want to do that is for, obviously, athlete welfare. We want them to also enjoy the singing, enjoy the show. What we got wrong was we didn't include them in the broadcast. So people didn't see Kurt carry the flag. What we should have done was brought them in as we did and then have a parade where Kurt, in fact, carried the flag in twice, if you like. And at the end of the day, look, we just stuffed it up. One of those things we should have done. We acted for the right reasons, but then got it wrong.
Yeah, well, mind you, I mean, you say that the athletes competing through the day, not all had actually competed on the final day. I mean, this has worked beautifully at Olympic level, Commonwealth Games level for decades, and, you know, it seems to have gone off without a hitch, but for some reason you wanted to change the landscape. Whose idea was this, Peter? Whose idea was it? Because at the moment, you're the one carrying the can.
And, Tony, look, I'm happy to carry the can. Just on that point before, though, one of the things that we got feedback from the Commonwealth Games Australia and other Commonwealth Games organisations is that in the past, the athletes, and this is why a lot of them actually don't go to opening and closing ceremonies, is because they have to wait around, because they have to stand outside. And if you have a look at numbers in some of the past games, a lot of athletes haven't gone. So what we were trying to do was to actually get as many there as we could and therefore to treat them properly. Anyway, look, coming back to your question, at the end of the day, you know, we can blame everybody, Tony. You know, you see it every day in public life. People want to follow.
Was it an Australian company that came up with this change of plan?
No, look, it's my idea.
It was your idea?
Look, of course, we have a team that puts these together. But, you know, at the end of the day, the buck stops with the chairman, Tony. You know, I can buck pass whoever I want, but it's my responsibility as chairman. We were focused on delivering games. The games have been absolutely fantastic. Tony, I'm not going to blame anyone else. I don't do that. At the end of the day, I'm the one who did it. That's why I'm talking to you. I'm happy to get beaten around about this. I did it.
Yeah. Look, it was disappointing, but it's not the end of the world. And I think it's disappointing in the sense also, and I had spent the bulk of the past couple of weeks up on the Gold Coast, and whilst I must admit Surfers Paradise was like a ghost town, the games themselves went off beautifully. I think the TV ratings were quite good. I think the general vibe around the areas that were hosting particular events were really, really good. I think the biggest plus was the fact that you combine the para games with the able-bodied games. I think that was absolutely sensational. And you would hope that that's one of the things the game will be remembered for, the games. But unfortunately, it's going to be this closing ceremony.
That's true. And I agree with you, Tony. The inclusion of the para sports, we had 300 para athletes, and it was the biggest program we've ever had. And, you know, you were here. You saw at the swimming, Australians stood and applauded when the para athletes completed their events. I was so proud to be an Australian to see how they gave a standing ovation to these para athletes. And the good thing about it was, as you said, you know, people with disability don't live on the moon. They live with us, and therefore having an event where you've got para sports and then a full-body event, it just meant an inclusiveness that I was really proud of, and I appreciate you pointing that out because it was a great thing about the game.
Oh, absolutely, and, you know, if I'd heard it once, I'd heard it a dozen times about how great it was. Just one final one, Peter, because I know you are doing the rounds. I'd love a dollar for every time you've said sorry today, but...
I tell you what, we'd both be wealthy.
You are hosting a function today, are you not, with the athletes? Will you apologise to them?
I've tried to ring Kurt this morning, but obviously he's got a huge fan list, and I've sent him a message apologising. When I see him today, I'll apologise to him personally, because he's a great Australian, and, you know, I just feel so disappointed for him. And, you know, only the people in the stadium saw him carry the flag, and he wanted to share that with all Australians. So the answer is yes, I will.
All right. Well, look, I do appreciate your time this morning, Peter. As I know that you are doing the rounds, and I think it's great that you're not sticking your head in the sand. So it was a disappointing end to what was a terrific Games, but hopefully in the fullness of time we remember the positives. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Thank you. Peter Beattie joining us there, former Premier of Queensland, of course, and now Chairman of the Commonwealth Games. Your reviews quickly. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, I think the athletes and the spectators in the stands voted with their feet. It was appalling. The speeches were way too long. And we just got to get away from kangaroos and didgeridoos. I mean, there's just a little more to Australia.
Yeah, all right, Andrew. Thanks for that. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Tony, being a Queenslander and Gold Coast, I was sitting there watching last night, and I had a feeling that I'm watching Rocker Stafford instead of a closing ceremony.
Yeah, I think, Michael, one of the problems they had is that they just couldn't get, if we can call them, A-grade acts. And that's why we did get something that did resemble a Rocket Stedford. So, look, I think the acts that they had were pretty good. We had some good names up there.
Let me tell you, the entertainment itself was fantastic. The songs and everything was, the kids were brilliant. But it's just missed the target.
Yeah.
It just wasn't what it's about.
All right, Mark. Good on you, Michael. Thanks very much for your call. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning. My son was a triple Olympian, three Commonwealth Games and two World Championships, competed in Sydney Olympics, Melbourne Commonwealth Games, and he said one of the highlights was the closing ceremony where they went and paraded in front of the crowds. They waited more than an hour for everyone that he's been, and they're more than happy to. So did Peter Beattie consult the athletes and say, would you like to hang around just to go in? No, I bet he didn't.
No, I think you might be right, Robbie. And I think he was being overly protective, too, of the people that actually came up with this idea. I don't for a moment think that Peter Beattie was the one who sat there at the board table and said, OK, this is the way we're going to do it. They would have had some outside company who, from what I understand, the origins of which aren't even part of the Commonwealth, so I'm not entirely sure if they even know the traditions of the Commonwealth Games, but that's neither here nor there.
I went to Malaysia and saw the Commonwealth Games in Malaysia too, and the same thing happened there. They had to wait. I mean, he wasn't. They never asked the athletes. They should have asked the athletes. Never mind making an assumption, which is what they did.
Yeah, well, that's right, Robbie. Thanks very much for your call, because we should never lose sight of the fact that the stars of the show are, in fact, the athletes. Judy, good morning.
Morning, Tony. Tony, Peter Beattie said they did it to protect the athletes.
Mm.
I want to know, what were they protected from?
Well, I think what he was getting at was the fact that they may have had weary legs or the like after 2 weeks of competition. But the fact is that those athletes weren't competing for a full 2 weeks. So I think they wanted to alleviate. And it is a common theme, I must say, throughout the Olympics and the Commonwealth Games, whereby athletes do say, oh, we have to wait around for so long, et cetera, et cetera. But as you heard our previous caller, or one of our previous callers say, the athletes are quite prepared to do that because this is a once-in-a-four-year opportunity.
Tony, but the adrenaline would have been there. They could have stood and talked and laughed and joked. I am so sorry I missed them jumping in front of the camera and waving and doing stupid things, and the relief of it's all over on their faces. It's beautiful.